In the ongoing story of the Navajo Generating Station and what is next for it, there appeared to be for a moment a deus ex machina in the form of a bill proposed by Representative Paul Gosar. He suggested the plant could be exempted from the National Environmental Policy Act to help ASAIL along in the permitting process. But just this morning, Gosar's press secretary said he will not introduce legislation this week and the hearing has been canceled. A hearing, our next guest says, that was probably too late to affect any real change anyway, since SRP began winding down operations at the coal plant. Ryan Randazzo is a business reporter for the Arizona Republic, and he's here to help explain this for us. Good morning, Ryan.
Morning.
So let's start with where we are now. So if this bill is not going anywhere, there has been a potential buyer, though, correct?
There has been a potential buyer who stepped forward, Avenue Capital and Middle River Power. They have proposed purchasing this plant, but I think what Gosar's bill shows is the major hurdles that any buyer would have if they took it over. They want an exemption from federal environmental regulations. They want to force the Central Arizona Project to buy the power. They want to prevent SRP from decommissioning the plant. That's already sort of underway. Mm-hmm. They're foregoing some maintenance. So major issues that these buyers would need addressed by Congress if they want to make this pencil out.
And do you think those would be possible? Legally, this might be tough, right, if it did go anywhere?
Yeah, there would certainly be some legal issues. Central Arizona Project would probably challenge being forced to buy that electricity, not just CAP, but all of its customers, which includes millions of people in Maricopa, Pinal, and Pima counties, tribes down here like the Gila River tribe, who would basically be paying higher rates for their water to subsidize that coal plant.
Okay. And there are some within the Navajo Nation, right, who are not so happy about not only the bill, but about the potential buyer. They're sort of looking at this in a more environmental lens, right?
Sure. I mean, the plant is controversial even among the Navajo folks. Plenty of people work up there. It is a major driver of their economy, but that does not mean that it's embraced by everybody
right
up there. And there's environmentalists who would really like to see the discussion shift to a transition plan and what's going to come next after this coal plant closes next year. And they view these type of Hail Mary attempts to save the plant as really a distraction that prevents the conversation from moving towards what are we going to do next to support the economy? Because the plant does look like it's going to close. It's well on its way. Even if a buyer came forward today and put down the money to buy it, SRP is saying that there's not enough time to negotiate all the things that would need to be done to prevent it from closing at least temporarily at the end of next year.
Right, because this is coming up pretty soon, December of 2019, right? Do we have any ideas out there right now that would transition it, would play into that conversation about creating something that's more clean energy focused and keeping some of the jobs maybe that are up there now?
Well, there's a relatively modest solar plant up there. That's going to be expanded. And SRP has given its resources to the tribes to work on economic plans and see what would be feasible. Where would it be feasible to build a wind or solar plant? How much could you build? How much access to the transmission lines would you have?
Mm-hmm.
And they've said also that this sort of serves as a distraction. Like every time they have to discuss whether or not the coal plant is going to be conveyed to a new buyer, that takes resources away from that transition plan that they're trying to work out with the tribes.
Right. And let's not forget the big picture here, right, which is just that coal is not economically viable anymore. So that's why this is sort of inevitable in many people's eyes.
Right. I mean, they determined last year that the plant had been uneconomical for the preceding year, was going to be uneconomical in 2017 and 2018 and 2019. Rather than close it right away, though, they gave the tribes 2 years of basically subsidized operations where they said it's not cost effective, but we're not going to close it today.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to keep it open for 2 more years so that we have this opportunity to come up with a better plan or a new transition plan.
But nothing at this point has come through.
No. Up to this point, the coal mine has been focused only on how to keep its operations going and not on transitioning to any new forms of energy.
All right. That's Ryan Randazzo with the Arizona Republic. Ryan, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And as a note, be sure to tune in tomorrow when we'll talk to Nicole Horseherder, who is a Navajo farmer and a water advocate, for another point of view on this NGS issue.